Our reading before us, the first letter of Peter, chapter 2, verses 4 to 8, talked about the church as a temple that offers spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. And while we were going through that, we had the idea of a vision day. We had them, CCP did one in January, and we did ours in February. And what we were thinking about from the passage is, building on a sure foundation, how can we help each other get closer to Jesus? Cementing each other together, how we can support each other better as a church, and how we can make a bigger house. How can we reach out to others? Obviously, we ask these questions post-COVID. The world is very different from what it was before. I don't think we realize it's been post-COVID for so long now. We don't realize how things were before. A lot of things that we did at SVC, Christians Against Poverty, the CAP work, was transferred to CCP. It got too big for us. Many people within the church began to, you know, reassess their priorities as they lost half a year with their families during COVID. And so we began to think about how we had to do things, and we had to think about doing things differently. We've always had what we call the four B's. The four B's. Bless, belong, believe, become. Bless, belong, believe, become. That means we bless people. We bless people around us. We bless people through acts of service. The way we did this most recently was through CAP, Christians Against Poverty. We would, you know, help them get out of debt through the debt center. We'd help them learn life skills. And that would be a blessing. People felt that they could get out of debt. They could get their lives back together. We also did it through various social events. We had our trip to Llandudno. We had bowling. We had lots of things. And it was a way of, people knew who we were. We weren't being dishonest or devious. But they were social events put on by a church where people didn't have to worry about us, for want of a better phrase, hitting them over the head with the Bible. You know, we would wait for them to bring it up if they did at all. Gradually, people, and indeed we have people like this now, who came to SVC through CAP, who belong to us. They would regard SVC as their family, even if they don't believe yet. Some of the ones before COVID were quite blunt. They didn't even believe in God, but they felt this was a home for them. They felt welcome. They felt loved. They felt they could help us. Many of them did. And they felt like we would be there for them. And isn't that a lovely testimony to have? Some, of course, did come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of them did make a profession of faith and get baptized. We think of Sharon, we think of Susan, we think of many others. I can't think of the names off the top of my head, but they did it. And part of believing means becoming part of the church. And then once we believe in Christ, we become like him. We become Christ-like, and that's what we mean by become. So bless, belong, believe, and become. We're there now, are we? Very good. Thank you, Simon. So there it is. That's always been, for as long as I've known this church, and as long as I've known Eric, our strategy. It's a different world than it was 20 years ago. for, let's be honest, people aren't interested in the church anymore. They weren't interested 20 years ago, but now it's got even more over the past 20 years. There was, I think, respectful indifference, because after 9/11, people were upset. People didn't want to offend religious people because they didn't want bigots to attack them or hurt feelings. But now it's just, oh, go sit in a room and talk to each other. You know, nobody, I think of things that were, you know, in the news 20 years ago that aren't now. You know, the church makes big decisions. Last year they made the Church of England made a big decision, and it wasn't carried on a single news station that day, because nobody cares now. So we can't, and by this, we can't expect people to come to church anymore. Even the Church of England has said that. People are not coming anymore. You know, what's the three things 20 years ago people went to church for? Weddings, christenings, and funerals. Well, the weddings and the funerals, there are secular alternatives now that are lovely. They don't need the church anymore. Even at CCP, when I go to the finance meeting, they say, yeah, money from weddings and funerals just isn't what it used to be, because people aren't coming anymore. We have to do things differently. We have to. So this has always been our strategy. And as well, we're a church, what's called a church plant or a fresh expression. The reason we did that was because we didn't have to go along with all the legal stuff in the Church of England. So people aren't, even when we were set up all those years ago, people weren't coming for those reasons. So what do we need to think about? We need to build on a sure foundation. This is the next slide. We need to build on a sure foundation. How can we help each other get close to Jesus? That's believing and becoming. Cementing us together. How can we support each other better as a church? That's belonging. And how can we make a bigger house? How can we reach out to others? That's blessing and believing. So yeah, it's a pretty dramatic question. So yeah, operatic music from a phone really is, you know. Is it Phantom of the Opera, that? Is it? I don't know. Okay, so the next bit we're going to look at in this PowerPoint was the church survey. At the Vision Day, we gave out questionnaires, and quite a few people have replied, and some had been at church 2 years, and some had been at church 16 years. And they came to SVC for a variety of reasons. Some came through CAP, some came through looking for answers. Some wanted to find out how to become a Christian. Some people prayed in Lee and then decided to come along. And one person said her husband was the pastor, and that's how she started coming to SVC. Yeah. People then told us what they wanted help with. And we have a little pie chart for this. How cool is that? Incidentally, I will send this PowerPoint to you, because we can't all take it in. I'm only going to skim it here of necessity. People wanted to know, this was very encouraging, lots of people wanted to know about prayer and reading the Bible. Some people needed, and not everybody's asking for help here was to do with spiritual things. Some people wanted help with their mental health and help with addiction. Some wanted help telling others about Jesus and living for Jesus. So it was all good stuff. It was all really encouraging reading the surveys. One lovely sister who I worked out who it was said, I need help in telling people about Jesus. And I said to Simone, that woman doesn't need help telling people about Jesus. She's the bravest, most forthright woman I know. But such is how we see ourselves. And then we ask people, how do you want this help? And most people said, a lot of people said they wanted stuff online, on Facebook and websites. Others said email and a letter. A lot of people said sermon, which was lovely. Life group and study notes, because that's what we do in life group. We study the Bible. And some people said they wanted like a short course, like a Christianity Explored, but a bit shorter. Because Christianity Explored and the Alpha course in their original things, this is one difference from 20 years ago. It's like, what is it, 14 weeks? That's a quarter of the year. You know, people don't have time anymore for something like that. And it's no, if I may say, I used to be like this, it's no good berating people, saying, oh, you make time for what's important here. Yeah, if you work a 12-hour day and you've got two kids, there's lots of things that are really important to you, like going to the toilet, but you don't have time for that. Seriously. One interesting thing, I said this to the leaders, you know, I like to read the Puritans, and the Puritans were big on family visiting. The pastor would come to the house and, you know, visit them. Nobody wanted the leaders to have a one-to-one visit. Because I thought a lot of pastors in America these days are big on it, you know, in the Bible Belt. And I thought, people at SVC wouldn't really want that. And I'd feel like I'd be interrogating them, walking in saying, hello, how are you reading your Bible and praying? Do you feel like you're growing in Christ? What can you give to SVC? We're British. If somebody came into my house and did that. But nobody wanted that. So when I saw that, I thought, phew. We did look at life groups. We used to have two, and now we have one. The people who answered the survey, most of them came to the life group, and the people who wanted to come but couldn't said, when asked what prevents you from coming, was childcare, difficult time, and transport. The buses aren't great, and the houses that we meet in are out the way. They're not on bus routes. And of course, if you haven't got a car, you know, and we've only so many people who can give lifts. They only have so many seats in their car. So it was great that people wanted to come. There is some interest in a daytime life group. That would have to be something we would think about. Because as I say, there is the question of time. But one challenge I'd like to give is, would you be the answer to your own prayer? When we look at these stuff, when we look at what a church wants to do, you know, would you, you know, you want a daytime, you want to do something. I'll put it another way. Eric always tells this story as well. Tony Butterworth, the vicar of Christ Church, people stopped going to him with ideas. Because he would say, well, that's a good idea. They'd go to him with an idea and he'd say, that's a splendid idea. When would you like to start doing it? It's a good question. Are you prepared to be the answer to your own prayer? Lord, send somebody to preach the gospel to that person who I see every day. Just don't send me. Are we prepared to be the answer to our own prayer? And we looked at gifts and talents, and we've got lists here. Some of that was really interesting. What one said, providing Bibles. We know who that is. And I didn't know that we had a member of a men's voice choir here. That's good. And, you know, quite a few of our members go on the Tuesday walk around Lee. And that's a way of evangelizing too. I'm just conscious of time. I'm going to start perhaps going a bit quicker through the slides. We did have offers for help, looking at the various activities that go on through church. And then we looked at needs in the community that SVC could help with. One thing that kept coming back about this actually was loneliness among elderly people. I think that may be a cry for help from some people in our church family. Because that's a real problem, isn't it? A real problem. Especially people who can't get about anymore, or can't get about as much as they used to. I'll just read this list actually. Needs in the community that SVC could help. Loneliness among old people, friendship and support for those without friends, brokenness, broken marriages, drugs and alcohol, homelessness, help people with no anchor, give people hope for the future, create a safe space for vulnerable adults. There's a theme there, isn't there? That's the sort of thing SVC actually was set up for, to reach the marginalised, to reach those who would never come to church, those who, through all them, find themselves down on the luck. And remember, as I said, during the Vision Day, in 2008, when SVC was set up, it was just before the financial crisis, we had 16 years of continuous economic growth. The boom years, they call it, from 1992 to 2008. And 2008 was 16 years ago. And for all the talk at the election of growth and getting things moving again, we've been hearing that since 2008, haven't we? Think how many more people have fallen into the... indeed, I was saying during the Vision Day and afterwards, I work in a factory. Jobs that 20 years ago would have been considered middle-class professions, you can't even get a mortgage on that salary now. You know? Things have changed. Things are pretty bleak, let's be honest. And then the next slide we looked at, groups that people have a heart for. And again, this is instructive. Lonely elderly people, people struggling with drugs and alcohol, single parents and broken families, homelessness, children, unwell and disabled, asylum seekers and immigrants, people with no anchor, and the bereaved. And it's interesting that people had ideas on how to respond to this. They said being there, being attractive, praying for people, caring for people, a sewing group for the asylum seekers, coffee shop meetings with Bible class or Sunday school for adults, street worship, reach out to the harriers perhaps, chaplaincy role, a room, safe space near the bus depot for people to come to, SVC flyers, posters on the sports village, more advertising for SVC, lots of ideas given. So that's the introduction. That was looking at it going in. These were all the... I think one thing this shows is we really do have a heart for the vulnerable, don't we? And indeed, many of you are the list of groups I've just read. Many of you are from that group, or perhaps from a couple of those groups. So we have people who've walked the walk, you know, really gone through the valley of the shadow of death, the shadow of the valley of death. So in the first session, we looked at ideas about believing and becoming. There was an idea about the Bible study in the cafe. Two people suggested that. Daily Bible reading notes. sharing testimonies during the service to encourage people. Sorry. Having a service from time to time, and listen to this one, because we'll come back to this one at the end. Have a service from time to time with a very simple gospel message that those are not Christians in the congregation can hear, and a service to invite people to. We did that at Christmas, if you remember. We had, when the cup turned up, when the challenge cup turned up, it was fantastic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's gone back home out to the other side now, hasn't it? But it belongs in Leigh, I'll say it just before I start a fight. But yeah, it was great. And everybody said, it was really encouraging. A lot of people text me, some even visitors who turned up to SVC that day text me and said, that was perfect, that service. The sermon was just the right length. The singing was absolutely brilliant. And it hit the spot. So that might have been in people's minds. But bear that in mind, because we're going to come back to it. A Christianity Explored, prayer meeting, life group. A lot of this stuff we do already do, you know, but people wanted to say how they felt believing and becoming could be done. There was communion, worship, Sunday school teaching, messages that challenge and encourage. This is what people asked for in the first session where we looked at believing and becoming. A lot of that we do already do. And it's not wrong that people have said that, because we need to be reminded of it. Yeah? Session two was about belonging. How can we bless and help people to belong? Many people, and this was the biggest one, which SVC has always done and thrived at. Social events with an emphasis on friendship. Praying for people one-to-one in the service. Monthly food feast. Again, we'll come back to that. A life group during the day. Lifts to church. Midweek Bible study support group. Sharing lives, meeting up with for coffee with your friends. Support during the week. Because a week can be a long time when you're on your own. Walks. Curry nights. Coffee. And being friends. Again, a lot of that we do already do. A lot of it we do very well. But a lot of it was more about like, yeah, go for, have a curry night, but, you know, not the great big one that happens once every couple of months. You know, maybe just a few of us getting together. And again, can you be the answer to your own prayer? You want people to invite, you want to, are you prepared to invite somebody? Say, hey, we'll get a coffee. You free that afternoon? Yeah, let's go to one of the places in Leigh. There's a Christian one on Railway Road now, I think, isn't there? Something like that. Like a, yeah. One of them, yeah. Would you prefer? It's actually really cheap as chips. Well, there is one on Railway Road next to the dancing thing, I think it is. No, it's not. It's further down the way, but it's really good.
No, it's next to the dance place.
Oh, is it? Right, yeah. I doubted myself because nobody said yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Post office.
Right. Yes.
School, school.
That's absolutely right. Thank you, Frank.
It used to be a hairdresser's.
It did. It did. But yeah, so can we be the answer to our own prayer? Because here's the thing. The leaders can't do all this. We already do quite a lot. And it's not that I want to do more, believe me, I do. But I can't. And one of, well, not say it, no. And we have families, we have stuff like that. And again, anyway, let's not beat ourselves up. We do a lot of this. And then the third, yeah, other things like a film night, be inclusive, include visitors, all that. There's another slide on that. But yeah, we do a lot of that already, as I've said. So session three ideas, I think that's slide 23, 26. So it's blessing and belonging, blessing and believing. So this is, how do we even reach out? How do we reach out? Before they belong, how do we bless them? Social events, people said, walks or meetups, food bank, outreach similar to CAP but less demanding, craft group in during the week, like sewing, cooking, bike repair, praying for others in the community, and pray around the sports village with a leaflet drop off to let people know we're here. And how can we make our house bigger, the SVC house, help people find completeness and peace, learn about other cultures and how, and that's true. I've been challenged by some people here about our talk about other cultures, not in a rude and unkind confrontational way, but some people said, could you not have said that a bit, you know, I'm just thinking about how you talked about this African culture. You know, sometimes when Westerners talk about African culture, we make it sound like it's, you know, virtually a prison or some parts of Africa are thriving economically. And some are quite progressive and westernized, you know. And I really began to think, yeah, perhaps I shouldn't have talked about it like that. Without compromising God's truth, it's nothing like any of that. It's just, you know, if people from Africa, like we had some missionaries at CCP turned up, and we heard them talk about it like that, they'd be like, hang on, what are you talking about? That's not where we're from at all, you know. People talked about outreach into the college, into the shopping centre, into the bus depot, a stall in Lee, bring a friend to SVC, which is always a challenge, isn't it? Lots of people say yes but never come. And I think sometimes they say yes just to shut us up. But yeah, be different in everyday life. Do online services. Book of Testimonies of SVC folk. But yeah, so I've given, as I say, you will have a copy of these slides. There's a lot of information to take in. A lot was suggested, and a lot was shared. Now, a lot we already do, but some things that we agreed and concluded among the leaders was this. Now, I don't have the last slide on my phone, so I am going to have to look at the screen. Can we have the last slide up, please? Thank you. So first of all, we have to say thank you for offers of help, and thank you to the people who do all these. I'll read them out. You don't have to try and squint. Prayers, acts of kindness, telling people about Jesus. Well, and welcome. Let's do it. Let's keep doing it, because many of us do it. But let's not give up. It's going to get hard over the next... It's going to get much harder as time goes on in Britain. To talk about God, to talk about church. But let's keep at it. Paul says in Galatians, be not weary in well-doing. In due time we'll reap what we sow. So thank you for offers for help. Let's do it. Praying, acts of kindness, telling people and welcoming them. Telling people about Jesus and SVC. We have leaflets to drop off around the sports village. Share on Facebook, you know, what we're doing here. And invite your friends if you can. We have started doing this. Pray for each other before service. And afterwards, and more prayer events follow. We have our monthly prayer meeting. We do that. Come along to that. And again, it's a safe space. You can talk about anything you want there, and it's all confidential. But yeah, we've started doing that since the Vision Day. People have come and asked for prayer after the service. Or if you want prayer over the phone, we do that sometimes too. We have done that. A good thing about socials that that people at church do, many of them do the Tuesday walk, which I think Eric and Jackie do that, don't they? And Barry and Lillian go on it sometime. My father-in-law goes on it.
Yes.
Jane goes on it.
Dave
goes on it. Roy goes on it. Wait, hey, it's an SBC walk. So yeah, so do it. You know, make friends, build bridges. And one question that the leaders asked, could we do a curry night in Lee? Could we have a Bible study in a cafe? There's things that we'll have to look at a bit more longer term. Because, the question is, who's going to do it? We do meals in the life group. And we don't want to step on anybody's feet by doing another curry night for people who already do. But what we mean is a little less formal. So it's not as big a endeavor as what happens. But this is the big one, and I wanted to stress this. Number 5, come to the table. New monthly service with food and testimonies to invite people to. Now, we haven't set a date on when we're going to start this, but the leaders talked about it. And in the early day, before COVID, we had an SVC, we started with a meal. COVID stopped it, and we have occasionally done like what we used to call a bring and share. And again, we did it at Christmas. And a few of us think it would be a good idea if now and again we did that in our service. We had a break, we'd extend the fellowship time before the service. We'd shorten the talk to around 5 or 10 minutes, a gospel message, and somebody would give a testimony if they felt they could, or if they had one. And it's a way of doing church without compromising what SVC has always wanted to be, but doing it differently. So we would, have food, sing some songs, a testimony, and then a gospel message. And then we go on our way, like we did at Christmas, like we've done at Easter in the past. But the question we have to ask ourselves is, and I've asked it a few times, are we willing to be the answer to our own prayer? We want to reach out. We want to make Jesus known in this town. We want to see our nation won back. We want to go right down the highways and byways. Are we prepared to do it? What are we prepared to do? So let's take this. Let's think about it and pray and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Because we all have a role to play in SVC. It's not just the people up at the front. You all have a role to play, and you all do play a role. This isn't me saying you're not doing enough, rah rah rah. No, you all do wonderfully. But how can we go forward together as SVC for the next 16 years? Building that spiritual temple that offers holy sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And yes, indeed, I think I know what was just said. In 16 years, some people aren't going to be here. Let's make sure SVC is. Let's do it. Lord, we thank you for SVC. We thank you that you've laid all these things on people's hearts. And we do pray that you would raise up men and women to come to know you through this place. We do pray that you would raise up people to carry on the baton. And we pray that we would do all things to your glory. And bless this idea that many people in the church have had, even if they didn't say so on Vision Day, of a more fellowship time service once a month or so on. We pray that that would be a blessing, that we'd be able to invite people, and that people would come to know you, and that they would be blessed, that they would belong, and that they would believe, and that we would all become more like you. In Jesus' name.